Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 9, and then we'll be moving into our final chapter tomorrow. So this book is quickly coming to an end. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you this morning?
I feel spooktacular.
I love it.
It's happy Halloween.
Yay. So listen, we had a double whammy yesterday. First of all, we went to go vote in the early wee hours of the morning.
Oh, my God, that was cold and crazy.
It was cold, it was dark, and so, but we did it, and we were done in 30 minutes, guys. So please, I encourage you to go vote early. It is fabulous. I just absolutely loved it. And if you wait later in the day, the lines are going to be probably a little bit heavier. So we were there. First thing, we got there about 6:30 or so, and so it was really fabulous. Also, I want to tell you guys that yesterday I had created a show to upload the show and have it run automatically while we were at the polls. And I'm halfway at the poll, and I go, oh, my God, I think I forgot one step. So you probably logged on and heard nothing, but I did. But I came home and I fixed it, so I can see that quite a few of you have downloaded it already. But I wanted to let you know that the first half of this lesson that we're going through today is on the archive, and you can go and listen to the archive at your convenience, right? Okay. I also have some very exciting news, and I'm going to tell you about it later. But you guys are going to be so jazzed when I tell you this news. So just hang in there with us through this class, and I'll tell you at the end of the class. And what happened to everybody last night? We had meditation. I know it was cold, but gee whiz, we had, you know, we're there every Tuesday night at the Bunton Road Park Community Center. Hey, Reggie, are you proud of me? I remember the whole name.
I can't believe it, but you know what was really great about this, too? In celebration of Halloween, Susie, oh, my God, she brought a feast.
Oh, my God, they missed everything.
It was so delicious. Oh, and homemade stuff, the strawberries, the whipped cream, the chicken, the rolls, everything was so fabulous. It was really great.
She fed us like we were royalty. I'm telling you, it was absolutely fabulous. And so,
I love coconut macaroons. They were great.
Yes, I saw you munching on them this morning.
Yes, they were good.
So, it was fabulous. Don't let the little weather keep you from being centered and spending some time with your higher self. It was a fabulous meditation. Dr. Reggie took us through Om and Ne Padme Hum and defined it for us, explained it to us, what we were saying and why we were saying it. And then, he did my favorite chant. And the reason I love this chant so much is because every time we do it, something crazy always happens. He says, my soul belongs to the cosmos. My soul belongs to the wind. I am the cosmos. I am the wind. And, oh, my God.
And Susie's grandmother showed up.
Yes, yes. So we had a fabulous.
That's pretty wild. So you got to go in meditation.
I know. Listen, if you, I'm sure when you when you hear the word meditation, you just think, oh, sitting still, being quiet. I don't have the time. But listen, Dr. Reggie, if any of you guys really know Dr. Reggie, he is wild and crazy. So his meditation classes are, I told him, I said, you should not call this meditation. It's just something else because he takes us on journeys and there's, you know, sometimes it's just amazing. People who have never channeled before, they're getting information flowing through them. Information is flowing through Dr. Reggie. It's just amazing. You won't believe what goes on in our meditation class, so you need to come because it is a spiritual experience. As Dr. Reggie says, it is a religious experience, so we had a great time. I got a caller on the line. Let's see what's going on.
Opening prayer?
Oh, wait just 1 second. Good morning. 7801. Mm-hmm. Hey. How are you? Calling from Erica 313?
Hello.
Hi, baby. How are you this morning?
Fine.
What's cooking?
I was calling to, I don't know what is your topic or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, this morning we're going to be, right now we're talking, we're having a discussion on the secret power of words. And we've been in this series now for about 2 or 3 weeks, and today mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about the power of your name and how it impacts your life. Were you looking to have a reading?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the deal with us. We do readings on Friday. It's called Oracle Friday.
Okay.
All right, but hang in here because the whole thing with our readings and what we really promote more is to empower you. Because do you know you have a powerful connection with God? Did you know that God is in you, that divine energy is in you, and
mm-hmm.
that all of your answers are within you? So on a daily basis, we're teaching people to trust that part of them. Even though someone else can tell you and give you insight, we want to build up. We want to empower you as well, okay? What's your name?
Mm-hmm. Sherita.
Sherita, okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and let Dr. Reggie go into our opening prayer, and then we're going to move into the power of your name, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Okay, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our opening prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment and this instant and this hour to honor as best we can, all the spirits and ancestors who have gone on before us. They are honored in this hallowed evening, the energy of Halloween, sacred day before All Saints Day, that they're connected. Not it's something evil. People have turned it into a horrible, twisted energy. We honor everything in Halloween, how the spirits come closer in the veil to communicate with us and the angels and the ascended masters. We know that everything is about love, not about horror, and that everything we do is about upliftment, love, empowerment, and a sacred journey, and we thank you for it. Therefore, we have no fear of anything, of the boogeyman, the devil, or any other fictitious creations of man. You are the only thing and the only energy and the only power and the only mind and the only spirit there is. And we give thanks for that energy and thanking you now for what we have, even for what we don't have, things that we want. You said you would give us the desires of our heart, and we thank you for that. And we honor your name, Yahweh, Adonai, all the names we give to the energy called God. We honor you. And all the listeners are blessed. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Wow. So, hold on 1 second. I have another call with Dr. Reggie. Good morning.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hey,
good morning, Susie and Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, yeah. Susie.
I just wanted to make an affirmation of how wonderful, absolutely wonderful the meditation circle was
sure was, and you made it even better.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
It was great.
Really are something. Both of you were just precious.
We did have a blast. People,
yes,
so I
really enjoyed it so very, very much to spend that time with you both, with our energies together. It was amazing. And we had spirit there, of course, and our angels and ascended masters. And
oh,
it was
my God.
Awesome.
It really was. It
and
really
I loved
was.
My visit from my grandmother.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I know. It was crazy. I love the energy.
It was
yes,
wonderful.
We want everybody to come out and share it with us.
I know.
I know.
It was lots of fun.
Yeah.
And confirming.
I want to just wish you a very, very blessed day today.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank
you. And
you
as well, Susan.
Thank you. And we're gonna be listening to What's in the Name Part 2.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay,
Susan.
I love you both.
We love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's get into our class, our lesson this morning. You know, where we left off, we were talking about the fact that we are one yesterday. I shared with you the power of the name of Jesus, and understand that name means the character or the nature. And so when we are invoking the name of Jesus, we're talking about the character of Jesus. Yesterday I was had a little snack, and I had some water crackers and wine, and I just wanted to take my wine in a little tiny glass, and Reggie said, "What are you doing? Communion?" And I said, "You know, believe it or not, that's what this is, isn't it?" And Jesus, the communion is a ritual that says, "Do this in remembrance of me." It is all about, and it's the bread of life. Okay, the bread of life. It's the life energy, the life force, that which was in Jesus, that character, that anointing that was in him. That ritual is acknowledging that divinity in him, which is also in us. I just thought, and as I was doing, I was like, wow, this is absolutely amazing. And it brought me back to these words, how connected we are. We are not disconnected from Jesus. He said, "I am your brother. We are one. The things that I do, you shall do." I want to bring, because you have that nature in you, that and the where his ascension, his enlightenment, we call it Christ, the Christ self. It wasn't Jesus' last name, Jesus Christ. No, that's saying the enlightened Jesus became the Christ. That's Christ, the enlightened one. So we are on that path to enlightenment. What I like about our class last night is Dr. Reggie says that when we say the word Om, and we'll talk about that a little bit more today because it's come up several times in Dr. Reggie's book, is composed of three letters, A, U, and M. And these symbolizes the practitioner's body, speech, and mind. They also symbolize the pure, exalted body, speech, and mind of a Buddha. And so Buddha, of a Buddha, is equals and means the same thing as of a Christ, meaning you are striving and reaching for that your higher self, your enlightened self, which is the Buddha or the Christ. So I can't wait. I want to be Cynthia the Christ, Reggie the Christ, Susie the Christ, Carolyn the Christ. We are all reaching for that state of enlightenment. Amen? Okay. Ashe, ashe. Dr. Reggie's over here. He's my amen corner. Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go on. We're talking about that we are one. Jesus' prayer was that the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. In our heavenly knowledge, we understand that we are one. In our heavenly knowledge, in our enlightened knowledge, we understand that we are one. We're not separate. We're not separate. We're one with each other. So, and when we recognize this truth, then we are able to love one another as if that person were our very self. So, in reality, that person is self. We are one. And also, when we recognize this truth, we are able to love the Lord our God, that divine energy that's in us with all of our heart and all of our soul, because we are one with the Spirit of Christ. We are the enlightened ones. Claim it. It's your birthright. So now, I hope that it makes sense to you why our words to and about one another are so effective and so powerful. So let's pick up today's lesson. Dr. Reggie starts out with, I am that I am. Second time he's brought it up in this book. Why do you think that is? It's important. Om, remember I just talked about Om, is of supreme significance in Hinduism and represents Brahman, which is what? The absolute, who is what? Omnipotent. How do we define God? Omnipotent. Omnipresent. It starts with O-M. Omnipotent. Omnipotent. Omniscient. Meaning what? All-powerful. There's nothing else more powerful than that energy, which begins with Om. Omnipresent is present everywhere. That energy, that divine energy, it's present everywhere. It's a part of everything, everything you see on this planet, whether it's something that man has made or it's in its natural order. All of it possesses that thing, that substance that we call God, that energy that we call God, okay? So it's omnipresent and omniscient, all-knowing. How did Merlin put it? He says, all the knowledge is in a breath because it flows on the wind. It's all in one breath. You take it all in. I love the fact that when you are in meditation, you're focusing on your breathing. Breathing, the breath of life, all knowledge. If you can be still and quiet enough to hear it and to listen. That's why meditation is so important. So when the Hindus say this word through meditation and chanting, I am, om, which equals I am in our language, there's a vibration that is created within the mind and the heart that attunes one with the cosmic mind, which causes one to think more dynamically. You're not stuck in your five senses in this physical world just trying to validate everything based on what you can see. You become expanded in your consciousness. Break free from these chains of this physical world. What's most important is creation. And creation is unseen. The beginning of all is unseen. And you're trying to validate what's going on in your life by what you see. What you see is the end result of creation. You want to move to the beginning of creation. That's why your words are so powerful, why your thoughts are so powerful. That is the beginning of creation. And the thought is unseen. The thought precedes the word. And it is unseen. The word is the first physical form, and it is sending forth a vibration into the universe, into the cosmos, coming from you, that co-creator with God. My goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. God bless you. You are an empowered being. You're not a victim. You're not unworthy. You have the power to change your life right this moment and declare it. I'm sorry. It hits me, and when I realize how much the universe supports us, how beautifully we are designed that we can create like that and use the elements of the earth and our imagination and call forth that which we need, call forth that which we desire. What a blessing. What a blessing. Don't squander it with gossip. Don't squander your creative tools with negative thoughts. Oh, my goodness. Pull yourself up out of it. Declare your joy. Declare your happiness. Let it begin merging in the thoughts in that unseen world, and then let it just roll off of your tongue. And see how the universe will reward you for your faith. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because when you move into that cosmic mind, which causes one to think and to think more dynamically, you are elevated in your consciousness with the universe. See, some of you are like, girl, what are you talking about? I'm talking about being powerful. I'm talking about, as Gary Zukav would say, I am talking about authentic power. I'm not talking about some little thing, well, I'm out working some job somewhere making $9 an hour and miserable. I'm talking about authentic power that can manifest whatever it is that I need or desire so that I can be a blessing to many more people. Amen? Amen, yes. Listen, what happens when you move and you're saying, Om, that's I am. I mean, when I was reading those affirmations to you the other day, my body was vibrating like you would not believe. I am. Last night we were going in. My soul belongs to the cosmos. My soul belongs to the wind. I am the cosmos. I am the wind. You just realize your connection to everything. Everything. And what happens? You're activating the chakras. What have we learned about the chakras? These are our spiritual energy centers. They're the things that connect us to the unseen. We can't see them, here's a lot of you say, I can't see those doggone chakras, so they don't. This, what are they talking about? That's not real. Yes, it is. What is animating your body? You don't even know that. You walk around breathing. You don't even know how you're breathing or why. You just trust that there's air. You're just trusting that you will survive. I'm asking you now to stop and be in wonder that you're on a planet glued down here, not floating around because of gravity, that you are breathing, and that whatever, and that whole mechanism of breath, because we understand that we are taking in oxygen and expelling carbon dioxide. You don't even know how your body does it. All we know is that it does. And you just trust that there's plenty of air, even though it is polluted, but your body is even dealing with the pollution. You eat sugar, you eat salt, you pile it on, your body is always adjusting. It is a chemical factory. You don't know how it's doing it. Just acknowledge that that is a miracle in itself. Oh, my goodness. So you are, when you move into that Om, I am, Om, I am, and you move into that, those energy cycles, that which you cannot see, but you're just acknowledging the divine perfection that you have been so gloriously designed in, okay? And that energy is connecting you with whatever designed you, whatever name you want to give it, you know? If you just believe that you got here on your own, okay, fine. Acknowledge even that. I don't care what name you give it. God, Source, Universe, my higher self. You know, all I believe in is just me. There's no such thing as a God. Fine, acknowledge that. Because, see, I know the real truth. The truth is that God is in you. So that's cool. Acknowledge yourself. I have no problem with it. I pass no judgment on anything. You want to be into Wicca? You want to be into Zoroastrianism? You want to be a Muslim? I don't care, because all of it is acknowledging something greater than you. All of it. That is loving and powerful and telling you to please be the best that you can be. Amen? Amen. So you're activating these chakras, and which are the spiritual centers, and you are receiving divine messages when you move into that. You're receiving revelation. And I can tell you, I get amazing revelations sometimes. It just blows me away over the years. And that no book could ever teach me, or no preacher could ever preach to me. The understanding, when it comes into your consciousness from as a divine revelation, your understanding is, it becomes so, I don't know, there's not even a word to describe it, but it's like it's a part of you. Your understanding is like in every cell of your body. You know, you go sit in a classroom and somebody's teaching to you. Like now, I'm teaching to you, and I'm trying so hard to reach into your soul to plant these words in your soul. Because, you know, and that comes beyond the words that come out of my mouth. I think it's something else. There's a vibration that says, that reaches your soul and you get it. So when you get divine revelation, it's in the soul. It becomes a part of your beingness. Because if you sit in a classroom, you're saying, okay, you're calculating with the mind. I understand the words. Let me use my logic here. And you say, okay, I'm connecting the dots. But there's no connection where it's just that you are absorbed by the information. And when you receive divine revelation, it's you absorb it. You're just soaking it. You soak it up, every part of your being, your feet, your toes, all of you understands it. It's an amazing experience, but it begins with you being quiet, focused, and acknowledging that divine energy. And to move into that, Om, I am. That's the power of those words. Those simple words, it's a vibration. Okay, so Jesus renamed his disciples. He chose 12 men to be his disciples. There was Simon and Andrew, James and John, who were the sons of Zebedee. There was Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Thaddeus, Levi, James, the son of Alphaeus. There was Simon and Judas Iscariot. And those were not his only disciples, but these were the ones with whom he most intimately shared his knowledge in hopes of sending them out as apostles to teach and to heal others in the same manner as he did. So out of those 12, what did he do? He renamed at least 4 of them that we are aware of. Simon was renamed Peter, which means rock. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were called the sons of thunder, or thunderbolts. And Levi was called Matthew, which means gift of God. So the change of their names represented a new identity or energetic pattern to which they would identify. Many times when people enter a new spiritual level of vibration, they will feel a need to change their names. So as they were growing in their awareness, in their enlightenment, And Jesus was recognizing that he gave them a new name. Wow. Now, people who are into Wicca, they also change their names. They give themselves what they call a magical name. And magical names were very, very popular in ancient times. Because these people, they in these earth-based religions, they commonly were powerful healers and loving midwives who concealed their identities to protect themselves against horrifying acts of persecution by the religious sector of society. And this new name was also responsible for building up a magical personality and was believed to transform the individual who spoke when spoken by another. So even today, it is customary to adopt a new name upon initiation into some of our earth-based religions. And the new name reflects a new identity and is so sacred that most of these initiates will not disclose their craft name or to anyone outside of their group. And the reason for the secrecy is that many believe the magical power contained in the name is weakened when outsiders are privy to it. So names are extremely powerful. Some believe that your name can change your karma and therefore even your destiny. Who was that? The prayer of Jobaz. Jobaz's name means to cause pain. Some people may call it Jabez. His name was to cause pain. Can you imagine you have a baby and you name the baby, you will cause pain. And he knew that. And his only prayer, because he believed in the power of his name, his only prayer was, Lord, please let me not be a pain. Let me not cause a pain and expand my territory. It's a simple prayer. And it was granted. That was all that came off of his lips. All that came off of his lips. He should have just changed his name too, but okay. But the prayer was powerful because his thoughts. He began that shift without changing the name because he began the shift of his energy. He aligned with it. Wow. So again, this is an ancient practice, and for centuries when people were going through rites of passage or ceremonies of purification and priesthood, they were given new names or chose one for themselves. We are not responsible for what people call us because our parents chose our name for us at birth. Now, Dr. Reggie says, my name at birth was Reginald. He goes by Reggie. And it's an old English name, and it means counselor or a powerful ruler. And it seems to be an energetic match for my gifting. So he's kept it. You know, he is a counselor. He is a counselor. But he also created a magical name. And this is the part that I really love about Dr. Reggie. You know, and we had this conversation yesterday. A lot of you, when you hear magic, you're thinking, or even when you hear the word wizard and wizardry, you're looking at, probably images come up in your mind of what we see in that Hollywood has created. But really and truthfully, magic, it was a K. It is a spiritual practice. It is the high art of spiritual rituals and practice. And it everything has a meaning. Burning your candles, anointing your candles. But when you're coming from that space of this divine energy flowing through you and you are honoring that through the rituals are nothing more than what? their prayer in action. It's an activity, but it's a prayer activity. It's a prayerful activity. And so Dr. Reggie has a name that connects him with that, and he loves ritual. The new moon, he's going to acknowledge the new moon. The full moon, he's got a ritual for the full moon. But it is all coming from the divine part of him. He's not trying to manipulate and control everything with ego. No, it's coming from being humble to that divine energy that is within. See, when you get into the ego of magic, that means I man will make fire. Not acknowledging all of the energetic energies that help to create fire. That's why the Native Americans are so powerful, because they understood their connection with earth, with air, with fire, with water, the four elements. The fifth element is you, the spirit. Wow. So Dr. Reggie's magic name is Cretaro. Now, how did he come to that? And he called Credo for short. Not many people know this, but he shared it in his book, so I'm sharing it with you. Because this name carries a powerful vibration of the magician, the mystical use of the will. The mystical use of the will. So if it is a combination of creation, and what have we been talking about when we talk about our thoughts and our words? Our thoughts and our words are creation. So he is connecting to that part of him, the power of his thoughts and his words, connected to his divine will. The magical name, Cretaro. So what's in a name? Dr. Reggie says everything. Everything. Well, that's going to conclude that lesson today. Tomorrow we're going to be moving into chapter 10, which is the final chapter of the book, I believe. And that is, this is a secret. This is the one you've been waiting for. Manifesting success with words. Manifesting success with words. So listen, guys, how many of you followed our book study, which took us 4 months because it was a very big book, of oneness? How many of you did that? Can you, if you're listening on the line this morning, can you press 1 on your telephone keypad? So I'm not going to call on you. I just want to know if you were with us when we did oneness. Well, nobody? Oh, my God. Oh, okay. I see somebody popping up here. You must be asleep. Well, I know Renita was with us on oneness. Weren't you, Renita? But I know you're driving to work. You probably can't press 1. Anyway, listen. I am now in conversation with the author on oneness, and she has agreed to an interview. And we will be talking to her on November the 14th. And I don't know when the show is going to air. I'll probably air it shortly after that. But please, hold on to your hats. Save the date when we get the actual air date. But because she requested that we pre-record the interview, and that's going to take place on the 14th. And I want you to tell your friends, because listen, this book changed my life. I don't know about anyone else that's listening, but it totally changed my life. And to have her, it's a channeled work. So she was channeling the energy of oneness. The first chapter in the book, let me find my book. Dr. Reggie, you see my oneness book? The first chapter in the book, she defines who oneness is. And her question was, well, is this God? And the answer that came back that says, it was so poetic. I don't even want to screw it up, but it was defined. It gave the analogy of a drop of water in the ocean. If you take that drop of water and it's out and it's not a part, is it not still a part of the ocean? Right? And so therefore, yes, that which you know, we are a portion of that which is God. So yes, in your answer, yes. So I just thought that was so powerful. And that's really what happens with all of us. There's this little drop of God in all of us. So does that mean that we're not part of God? Part of the whole, you know, it just takes you in a circle. So it is so fabulous, the messages that came through and how they clearly define to us that the planet is going through, is evolving now, and that there's an evolution occurring and that we need to be ready. And that's why there are so many light workers out here trying to working with many of you and awakening you to the power that is within you and the energy that flows through me at the time when I'm expressing how powerful you are. I'm just seeking words to define or to describe what I'm feeling and to have it reach out to you and awaken you. I'm not trying to change you. I'm just trying to awaken you, because when you wake up and you recognize how powerful you are, end of story. You move on your own at that point. So I'm just giving you a gentle nudge this morning. Dr. Reggie, yes. Let me turn your mic on.
Mm-hmm. I
love you this morning.
Oh, I love you every day, too.
Let's go ahead and take our people into a closing prayer this morning and bless them with your words.
Mm. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for creating each one of us with our own individual perspective and our own individual feelings and knowledge and senses and our own way of giving to community and giving love to everyone that we meet. We thank you for seeing with new eyes, hearing with new ears, and speaking wonderful words of blessings to everyone and everything in nature. We walk by faith, knowing that we believe in the unseen and the unheard and the unmanifested, and that God is the undifferentiated source by which we live and move and have our being. We too are the Bodhisattvas and the Christ and the Buddhas. We walk in the energy of upliftment and power, a power so great, even science does not understand it yet. So we thank you for our healing touch and our love and our words of kindness and gentility, and that we improve the quality of life on earth for everyone that we meet. We are a source extension of God itself. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Listen, if you have a question that you want to present to Rosh, please send me an email with your question. We are compiling questions now so that we can have a really dynamic interview with her, and I want you to be a part of it. So send me an email with your question for the author of Oneness. I love you guys. Have a blessed day.